What has our educational system done to the young generations who are so anti-Semitic, who hate Jews, and side with terrorists?
Many university students are incapable, or at least unwilling, to listen to opposing views.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. The Hamas terrorist atrocities done to innocent civilians were the most extreme atrocities since the Holocaust by the Nazis. So why would young Americans support the slaughter and violence against innocent civilians when they say they're for tolerance and diversity, equity and equality, and want to just coexist?
Students have been known not to weigh both sides, not to think critically, not to think for themselves, but just go along with the mob, the crowd mentality. They've been indoctrinated to believe that there are oppressed people and oppressive people, and in this case, the Palestinians are oppressed, and the Israelis are the oppressors.
The young protesters are actually protesting, get this, against civilization. They're supporting barbarianism, and they don't even realize it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, quote, "When the blood wasn't even dry on the Israelis who had been massacred, the protesters supported the killers."
When the blood wasn't even dry on the Israelis who had been massacred, you had people in America going out protesting in favor of Hamas.
Yes.
And that's like very chilling. Some of these people are not U.S. citizens. They're student visas. So if you're on a student visa and you're a foreigner and you're out there celebrating terrorism, I'm canceling your visa and I'm sending you home. What this terrorist attack in Israel has shown us is we're vulnerable from all the people that have come illegally because they have come from Iran too. It's not just Mexico,
yes.
Central America, Russia, China, Middle East, all that stuff.
So many student protesters are not foreigners, but homegrown supporters of terrorism against Israel and Jewish people here in America. Some U.S. senators have gone to Israel to talk with people who were there, actually there, who saw the horrendous massacre, the brutal violence Hamas did to the Israelis.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt from Alabama talked to some of the families of the hostages taken captive by Hamas.
When we walked in the room today and talked to the families of these hostages, I listened as a mom, as a wife, as a daughter, thinking what these families are going through, thinking what each individual hostage is going through is absolutely unbearable. Kids having to watch their parents be murdered, parents having to watch their children be burned to death, women raped, kids decapitated. It's disgusting, it's despicable, and it is pure evil.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt talked to those who witnessed the Holocaust in Israel and said that parents watched their children burned alive, girls and women raped, children and babies decapitated. It was disgusting, despicable, and pure evil, she said.
Katie Britt has values and knows right from wrong, which many young people don't seem to have.
The political left that controls our public schools and universities have educated, or shall I say indoctrinated, generations to believe there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. It's up to each person to decide.
Biblical concepts of morality have long ago been replaced with situation ethics, socialism over capitalism.
So that many young people are incapable of making value judgments. A young American student was asked why he was protesting, and he said he's protesting for America to end all support for Israel since Israeli is occupying Palestinian land.
We're calling for the U.S. to end all aid to the Zionist occupying genocidal state of Israel, back to the Palestinian people.
Notice he calls our ally, the only democracy in the Middle East, the nation God established and gave the land to Abraham thousands of years ago, he calls them a genocidal occupying state of Israel.
He's so mixed up. It's Israeli's land, not the Arabs who call themselves Palestinians. There is no Palestinian nation. It never has been. He knows nothing about the history of the land or Israel, nor that the UN gave Israel the land in 1948.
What will it take to convince young people there is evil in the world? It's not just another person's opinion, but there are absolute values. People were shocked when Hamas executed 6 hostages after almost a year of them being tortured in underground tunnels when they were about to be freed by the Israeli army.
Douglas Murray is a journalist who spent 6 months in Gaza covering the war. Everyone is shocked when they hear of these hostages who were tortured for almost a year by the Hamas terrorists in these torture tunnels.
And then only to be shot in the backs of their heads shortly before they were to be rescued. This is horribly shocking and just so cruel.
Tens of thousands of people protested on the streets in Tel Aviv, Israel, to try to force Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make a deal with Hamas to come to some compromise with the terrorists for the hostages.
In my view, it is not Netanyahu who's uncompromising. It's Hamas that's uncompromising. They could have handed back the hostages last October. They could have not done this. I mean, they could have tried to build a state since 2005 when Israel withdrew from the Gaza and handed the place over to them. Hamas could have used the billions of dollars and euros that British and European and American taxpayers gave them since 2006. They could have used those billions of dollars to build up Gaza. They could have made a booming, in the good sense of the term, Mediterranean paradise. They could have created wealth for their people, but you know what they did? They built down instead of upwards. They built a tunnel network bigger than the London Underground for all of those years, and they squirreled away the money, just like Yasser Arafat did before them, and they made themselves rich. Why was Ismail Haniyeh worth billions of dollars? Why does Khaled Mashal, why is he worth billions of dollars? Why are their children like princelings who live in apartment complexes in Doha? Because they took the money of Americans and Brits and Europeans and they took it for themselves and kept the people of Gaza in immiseration and poverty. There has been since 2005 a complete counterfactual of what could have happened. But the Hamas leadership didn't want that. They have said themselves they want to use Palestinian children and their lives in order to pressurize the world. These are fanatics. They want the death of their own citizens, in order to get world opinion turned against Israel. How do you negotiate with that? The assumption always is in the West today, because we're so sort of fat and lazy in our expectation that peace is the norm, we always think that wars end by some kind of compromise. They don't. Historically, most wars end because one side wins and one side loses. And one of the reasons, in my view, why there is this endless rounds of war in this region is because the Israelis are never allowed to win, and Hamas, in this case, are always allowed to draw. And I think that that is simply to set up the precursor for the next conflict. If Hamas come out of this with a fighting capability, then there will be another round of this war in a couple of years. So when David Lammy and others say what we need to have is a peace deal, I'd say, on what terms? Everybody wants peace except for Hamas and the fanatics. Everybody else wants peace. All of these people in the south, these kibbutzniks and the partygoers and others who were murdered on the 7th, all dreamed of peace with their Palestinian neighbors and brothers and sisters. Who stopped that peace being possible? Hamas, from 2005 and again to this very day.
Hamas could have used the billions of dollars to build up Gaza to create a beautiful Mediterranean paradise. But no, they chose to use those billions to create underground terrorist tunnels. And the Hamas leaders kept the wealth for themselves.
These Hamas monsters could have used the billions of dollars to help their own people. But instead, they kept them in poverty. If there is a peace deal, then Hamas would remain in power, only to go back and invade Israel and kill more Israeli civilians all over again.
Jeff Balaban is the Senior Counsel for International Affairs at the ACLJ American Center for Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
With our populace so against the Jews, he foresees another Holocaust.
The number of dead, the brutality of it, the fact that they were filming this and proudly laughing about it, and then the support around the world for it. We are gearing up for Holocausts that dwarfs the previous Holocaust.
The previous Holocaust, where Nazis deliberately starved, tortured, burned, and butchered 6 million Jews and 5 million non-Jews.
when they hoist flags, including in the streets of America, on the campuses of America, saying, gas the Jews, kill the Jews, they're hoisting Palestinian flags. The same people who did that, those atrocities beyond measure to those innocent men, women, and children, tens of thousands of them are here in this country. They call Israel the little Satan. They call America the great Satan. Their war is with us here in this country as well. And that's what we, those of us who care about Judeo-Christian civilization, are up against. This country, our greatest nation devised by man, it is contingent on remaining a Judeo-Christian country, understanding right from wrong and good from evil, and not falling into the trap of vile leftist garbage. We have to focus on knowing what good is and not turn away from it. Just be clear about this. Worry about what's going on inside our borders. It's here in numbers we don't even know about. We have to face things squarely if we as an American culture are going to survive.
Jeff Bilibon says, if America is going to survive, they need to realize who the enemy is. The enemy is not just at the gates, they're here. They're in our universities, and they're producing more of them year after year.
We are reaping what we have sown for generations in our public schools and universities, unbiblical, liberal, Marxist education.
The ancient Greeks, like Aristotle, knew that the fate of empires depends upon the education of youth. The future of this country is determined by what we teach those children and youth.
The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians 6, it is a clear command to raise up children in the training and instruction of the Lord.
Sebastian Gorka is the host of America First on Salem Radio Network. He's the author of The War for America's Soul. He says some people in Congress, like the Democrat group called The Squad, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and AOC, are totally anti-Semitic.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says it's an outrage what Israel did to counter that Hamas Holocaust on October 7th in Israel.
Here's Sebastian Gorka.
This is from the campus of Boston University. These are some women who are ripping down the posters of those Israeli kidnapped children.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. These people are killing innocent civilians, families, and you guys are denying it, spreading hate.
You are reading into propaganda. You're supporting occupation, an illegal occupation.
Did you read the poster? It's about Hamas and you're not condemning terrorists?
Posters of these beautiful children are being taken down because she says Israel occupied Palestine 75 years ago. Excuse me? Israel was a nation thousands of years ago. If anybody occupied anybody, it was the Arabs. But even so, who cares? Posters of children who have been taken hostage by jihadis who murdered their parents, slaughtered over 1,400 people? These are the children who are still being held hostage by the murderous jihadis of Hamas. And you're taking it down. Stop for a second and ask yourself this question. If a human being here in America can justify that action when it comes to innocent infants, what do you think they can justify doing to you if you politically disagree with them, if you hold the wrong religious or political beliefs? If you can deny the rights of kidnapped children, you can commit a Holocaust.
As Sebastian Gorka said, if the people can do horrendously atrocious things to innocent babies and somehow justify it for whatever reason, it's not hard to see how they can justify doing terrible things to you.
If people can deny the right to life for Jews, for babies, then what's stopping another Holocaust for people who they disagree with?
She said Israel has been an illegal occupier for 75 years.
She said that Israel has been an illegal occupier, what? For
75 years.
You're supporting occupation, an illegal occupation that's been happening for 75 years.
The world agreed after what had been then the worst atrocity of the Holocaust, enough already, let them go back to what the world already knew was the Jewish national home. The Jewish national home comprised all of what is now Israel and all of what is now Jordan. Israel, the Jews, never cleared the Arabs out. Fact is, Israeli Arabs are fighting in the army. Muslim and Christian are fighting alongside the Jews against this ideology she supports. About 50% of all medical personnel in the state of Israel are Arabs, are Muslim and Christian Arabs, because Israeli Arab society is not insane. The ones who surround them are evil and insane, and this woman was nurtured to be evil and insane by who? The universities, been raised in a culture of pure, venomous evil.
This woman was nurtured by who? The American universities, and raised to think like those who are evil, venomous, and insane. That's quite a statement. As Scripture says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
Our universities are raising people who are enemies to this nation and to Israel.
Pastor Billy Crone of the Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas is the author of The Final Countdown.
Pastor Billy Crone says the land belongs to Israel.
God gave them an unconditional covenant for this land, Ezekiel 36. Therefore, say this to the house of Israel, I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back to what? Your own land. Listen, this is no minor issue. God has made unconditional, eternal promises to Israel, including the land. And if God can't keep that promise, how can we trust him with ours? Amen. This is not a small issue. Ever since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple and sacked Jerusalem, the people of Israel, they've been scattered across the world. But against all odds, and this has never happened, only the Jewish people has this happened. God in the last days says, I'm going to bring you back from all over. And God says, I'm going to do it in the last days.
God in his word said that he would bring his scattered people, the Israelis, back into their homeland. It's never happened in history, but only in the last days.
The worldly people say Israel needs to give the land back to the Arabs, so-called Palestinians.
The belief that the Jews have no right to the land, and it belongs to these other people. And so they need to walk away and give it back. That's what you're seeing in the media. But God gave one to the Jewish people, specifically, I'm going to give you this land, and it's a forever promise, and it will forever be yours. Even though for a while I'm going to discipline you and I'm going to scatter you, but I'm going to bring you back to the land that I gave you. It's their land. It's always been their land. It's their land today. By the way, this was long before any Muslim came about. Okay, so this was what happened first. Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abram, leave your country and go to the what? The land I will show you. That was the Old Testament. We all know Israel blew it, and so they don't have any right to. That's a lie. It's an unconditional promise. It is theirs from God, and it is theirs forever. Well, that's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? Last time I checked, God made the earth. And so if he wants to give a slice of it to somebody, he can do that. Hello? It's his in the first place. The earth is whose? The Lord. And keep reading. Everything in it, in the whole world, it's all God. So if God wants to give a slice of it to somebody and say, I'm going to give that one to you forever, that piece of real estate, then it's his prerogative. And he didn't just say he was going to do it. He did it. Unconditional promise. He says, I'm going to give it to you forever. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now as an alien, I will give as a what? Everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. And Paul even reiterates this, the everlasting covenant. It's irrevocable in the New Testament. Romans chapter 11. The Jewish people are loved on the account of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gifts and his call are what? Irrevocable. It's been theirs from the get-go, before any Muslim appeared on the scene. God also says, for those who would have the audacity to divide up my land, it doesn't go well with those people. There's another argument that comes up, that land does not belong to Israel, but they say that land belongs to the Palestinians, and Israel needs to give it back to them because it's theirs. And the Jewish people, listen, they deliberately say this phrase, they are illegally occupying the land. First of all, did you know there never has been a country called Palestine? Let that sink in. I'm going to prove it to you. I'll say it again. There is and never has been a country called Palestine. It is not a country. It has never been a country. It's a regional name. Let me give you some examples. The states on the East Coast, we call those New England. It's a region of the country called America. It's not a country. Give me another example. I mentioned Midwest, Kansas, Arkansas. We call that part of the country the Bible Belt. I grew up in the Bible Belt in Kansas. Because it's a region of a country. It's not a country. It's just a label to describe a region, an area. That's Palestine. It has never been a country. So if it's never been a country, then how could Israel be illegally occupying their supposed country when it's never been a country? Do you get it? Furthermore, the name of the region, Palestine, came as a result of the Romans, out of spite, renaming Israel Palestine. But it's always been Israel. Which means, listen carefully, historically, there is no Palestinian people. Do you understand? We've been lied to. We're still being lied to. And the church is going, yeah, it belongs to them. Who? There is no historically a Palestinian people, historically speaking. The term Palestine was just a renaming out of spite of Judea belonging to the Jewish people, but there are no true Palestinians. And so the question is, then who are these people claiming to be Palestinians, claiming to be a country? When it's never been a country. Let's expose that. They're the Arabs of that area. Go back to the scripture. Did God give the promise of the land to the Arab community? No. Abraham tried, but watch what God said. Genesis 17. And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael, from which we have the Arab community, the Muslim community, might live under your blessing. What did God say? My covenant I will establish with who? Isaac. It's only with the Jewish people. So no matter what they say in the media, the Arabs who call themselves Palestinians, who are a descendant of Ishmael, they have no part in the Abrahamic land covenant from God. I didn't say that, God did. Only descendants of Isaac, who gave birth to Jacob, whose name was later changed to Israel, which came the 12 tribes, is where we get the accurate name for an actual country by an actual people, still to this day, called Israel. But then you have people that sit there and say, the Jewish people, they're being really greedy with this land. This conflict will go away if they would just share it. You just need to share it. You just need to share it with these people because they need a place to live. Let's say you own a home. Would it be right for the government force you to share your home with people who have no right to your home that you don't even know? And they're not just total strangers, but they also admittedly want to kill you and take your home. That's what's going on here. Because we all know when the government says, hey, we're going to give your home over to these people and you're going to just have to do it. If the government were to come and say, listen, everybody that lives in Nevada, give up your home. We got to make room for these people. This is my home. So what? You're being greedy. You need to share. What do you mean share? It's my house. That's what's going on. Israel has already tried multiple times to give up land. They shouldn't have done it. This whole two-state solution is not blessed by God. People say, oh, they're being greedy. They just won't share. They have tried repeatedly, and every single time the Palestinian people have said no. But Israel somehow is the bad guy who just will not share their home to people who have no right to it. The only thing they say yes to is the complete annihilation of Israel. You'll never see that in our media because they block it. But that's what Israel is dealing with. They've tried, they've tried, they've tried. I don't recommend it because you shouldn't split the land, but they've tried. The Palestinian people, they're really Arabs kind of floating around, are political pawns in the hands of the Muslim nations who are the ones who created these wandering peoples in the first place out of a promise of annihilating Israel. Let me explain it. The Muslim nations in the past told the Arabs living in the area to leave their homes and let them, the Muslims, destroy Israel. And when they were done destroying the Jewish people, then these Arabs could go back to their homes. And on top of that, you get all the homes of the Israelis that they just annihilated. Well, guess what? That was the promise. That was the carrot that these Arabs took from the Muslim nations. And guess what? They lost. Now they're wandering around. The Muslim nations refused to take care of these refugees that they created in the first place and come up with this lie that they're the owners of the land and they're not, and that they're a country that they're not. They're refugees that they created in the prospect of annihilating Israel. Now listen, then they say that, well, Israel needs to make room. They need to share. Are you kidding me? You take a comparison of the land of Israel, which is theirs from God, and then you look at all the land that the Muslim nations have in comparison. This is a joke. The Palestinian refugees were created by the Muslim communities. Technically, historically speaking, no Palestinian people. It's the Arabs who got duped by the Muslims out of greed, thinking they're going to annihilate Israel. It backfired. And then you saw how much landmass they have. And you mean to tell me you can't take care of these people that you created? They're going to want to split Israel again. You better listen to what God says to people that do that, including our own government, including the Biden administration. Joel 3 says this. God says, in those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will enter into judgment against them concerning my inheritance, my people Israel. Why? Because they didn't just scatter my people among the nations. They what? They divided up my land. It's God's land. It's always been his land. He owns the earth and everything in it. And so therefore, as the creator, if he wants to give a slice, as you saw, a tiny slice of the planet of real estate to his people, he has all rights to do that. And don't you dare say it's not theirs or even try to divide it up. God says you're headed for judgment. And yet, that's what everybody's saying needs to be done. You're headed for judgment. It's a sign that we're living the last days. That's why Jesus said, when these things begin to take place, including what we're seeing in the news over Israel, lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near.
Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone, author of The Final Countdown. Billy Crone said, Arabs got duped by Muslims, thinking that they will get all the land and kick Israel into the Mediterranean. But it backfired when Israel defeated the Arab nations.
Think how much land the Arabs have when you think of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Libya. I mean, it goes on and on. And how tiny is the land of Israel.
So instead of destroying Israel and turning the land back into a wasteland, Listen to what God, the owner of everything, says, quote, "In those days, I will judge those who try to divide my land. Someday, God will destroy those nations who come against his people Israel. For us, we are closer every day to inheriting the wondrous kingdom of heaven, our true home."
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1905, "The Tragedy in Israel Continues." That's number 1905, "The Tragedy in Israel Continues." You can order a CD copy of this program or download a podcast from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. And please do give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From Isaiah 62, "You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest. Keep praying and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth." For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.